I want to learn the Sefer Orchis Chaim LaRosh. Baruch Hashem, I started a cycle in Yeshiva. During Elul, we learn a every single day. Baruch Hashem, we finished the whole cycle. There's two ways. There's a few different ways of learning the Orchis Chaim. One is to sit in Mimidayak and every single word of the Rosh, he's a Rishon, and try why he uses Lashon, and what's the Seder, etc. I'm not going to do that. There's tremendous amounts to gain out of every single, all of those in Yonim, etc. But I think the advantage of learning the Chizkam Rosh is the wide range of topics that he talks about. And so it's a tremendous springboard to discuss different areas, different issues. And that's how Chabura started. Actually, I started it back in Pels with a group of Bachrim. So I've been doing it probably over 20 years. Finished it over, set it over again many times. I want to give you one or two more hakdamas before we start, which means we might as well get to start today with the hakdamas. There's Revolben Ali Shurin Chayla Beis in his hakdama. So he quotes the Maral. The Maral says that the proper way to learn Agadato is not Derech Kusha V'Tirutz, even though the Maral himself does the terms of Kusha V'Tirutz. I'll talk about that in a second also. But it's not Shakta V'Tarya. It's not, it says the way a person is supposed to learn Hilchus. So the person starts with the Sugya, he has the Kashas, he builds it up, etc. That's the Mahal, how to uncover what Chazal put, the point Chazal put into the world of Hilchus. So the way to find it is Derech Kusha V'Tirutz. The way to find what Chazal meant in a Maimer Vagadata is Vedafka, not through Kushav Tirutz. Kushav Tirutz, he says, so what is the Mahalach? He says the Mahalach, there are two Mahalachim. One is the Mahalach Api Derech Soid, says, which that's not what the Sefer is about, so he's not going to spend too much time talking about that. And the second Mahalach is the Mahalach of Derech of Musar. Then he quotes a Maimer from Simcha Zizel. Simcha Zizel said, he says that a Maimer gave a Moshe, says a Maimer Chazal is a Shteren, a star. And Musar is the telescope which allows you to see the star. So I want to explain, give you a dugma of what he means. I remember I had this aura once. I was looking at a piece in Reb Chatzkel and in Ar Yecheskel. And Reb Chatzkel said a taich in a Maimer Chazal on the topic of Anivus and Gaiva, which is the first piece of the Rosh over here. And it was a gewaltige machshava. But you look in the Maimer Chazal, and your hargasha was mehechatesi. You don't see it's murcha. That's what Chazal meant. I didn't see it was murcha in that was what Chazal meant when they said that maimer. I said, what's shot in Reb Chatzkel? Reb Chatzkel was a lamdan. Besides being a Baal Musar, Reb Chatzkel was a lamdan. Where do you see that in Maimer Chazal? So the way I understood what he was saying is like this: there's no such thing as understanding something in Torah without working on it. The Mahalach, how to work on the world of Hilchasa, is in the Sugya itself. The Sugya is HaGemora, the Kasha, the Teres, etc. The Mahalach, how to understand what Chazal wanted to tell you about the world of Anivas and Gaiva, was a person works on himself in the world of Anivas and Gaiva, and he spends years developing himself, the world of Anivas versus the world of Gaiva. When he looks at Chazal, that's what Chazal meant to tell him. He also works in the Sugya. But the Sugya of Hilchasa and the Sugya of Agadata, Chazal didn't want to tell you what it is behed. They wanted you, through you, working on yourself and working on the Sugya of Gaiva in your Metzius, after you finish, that's what it meant. There's no shadow by him, that's what Chazal meant. Because he dehared the world of Gaiva and Anivus different than I did. And truthfully, to tell a person continued working on himself years later, he would have a new avon on what Chazal meant over there. Because he had a deeper understanding of what the dangers of Gaiva are and what the malas of Anivas are. And Chazal put layers and layers. That's what Chazal was saying. That's what Reb Simcha Zizel was saying. He says, Chazal, it's a star. A star has tremendous power. It has tremendous energy. It has tremendous message there. But you think you can, from a distance, it looks like a little dot. The larger the telescope, the bigger it is, the more you see in it. So the more a person works on himself, that's I think what the morale meant. That's what the revolver is being masber in them, and that morale. That's the havana in how to learn a mimer, which is why the avodas on musar and the limud on musar cannot be divorced from one from the other. A person can learn musar. It says that people get up and they say a shmuz, And they say the shmuz, they prepare a shmuz the same way they prepare a sugya in Gemara. They take a sugya and they ask a kasha and they work on it. And then they come up with that's chazal meant. The moral says you're not going to come to the true havana with it. I, Vetimir Fregin, the moral himself presents, you know, how the moral, he takes a sugya and casts 15 kashas in the sugya, and then he says it mahalach and etc. So I had this machshav, I had this aura of, you know, Rav Aaron, when he says his chumash shmuz in yeshiva, that's exactly what he does. He takes a moral chazal, medrash, gemara, whatever it is, and he asks 5, 6, 7, 8 kashas. He goes to different sugyas. It's like a gemara. Then he goes to the sugya, he has a kasha over there, he builds a yisoid over there, comes back and has all the kashas, then he applies it to the maisa. He says, the bacham have a tol, and I said, the same hargosha. When you say a musar shmuz, this is, what do you say musar shmuz on? Someone which talks to you. The musar shmuz which sounds good is the one which you are affected by it. It impacts you, you thought about it, it's important to you, you care about it. The yisoid which captures you is the one that you're going to be able to give over, and it's going to make an impact. When I'm presenting it to you, I want to get your interest, I want to get you involved, and I want to pull you into the sugya. So the best way to present it is, well, I got a sugya, I got 5 kashas, etc. I'm going to get you, I'm going to pique your interest and pull you in. But the starting point isn't, I have all these kashas. The starting point is, I have a yisod which comes from the inside out. And that's the moral of self. The yisod is always panemius. The role of the mahalach of kushateris is the mahalach from the outside in. The moral himself says the ikir is the inside out. So the moral himself, he was presenting it, means the moral, after he had a havana in a certain concept, he came to the sugya and said, okay, now I understand how it answers this and this and this and this, this kasha. So now I can present to you, okay, these are the kashas, and how it answers it. It's an issue of presentation. It's not an issue of how he built it up inside of himself. And most people, when they present the shmuz, that you'll see that's how it works. The person really, tells us so much really important to him, he has, the ideas have been percolating and developing in himself for years. And he looks at a chazal, so that's what he means. Oh, now I understand why I said this and didn't say that. But when I present it to you, I present it in a noifa, which is different. So it's misleading. I think a lot of people think that the not every single person who can say Gemara Shir can say Moshe Shemuz. But many people think that they could. That's the second half of the Mashav. So that's one Hakdom. The second Hakdom is in the Sefer Aruch HaShem itself. So, Aruch HaShem, it's the Rosh. It doesn't need any more hezer than that itself. The fact that it's the Rosh. The tremendous amount of nowadays Baruch Hashem, the tremendous amount of Svarim which have been published on Aruch HaShem, the Rosh. Maybe I'm old fashioned. I still go back to the first one that I bought, the one with Rabbi Yamin Zilber and Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky's Horus on it. I think that's, you can't get it anymore. I actually haven't seen it in print anymore. Rabbi Yamin Zilber put out his pirish, and Chaim Kievsky put out his pirish. His pirish actually is available. It's in the Sikh Asada from Chaim. So he has a pirish on the Chazal Rosh, where he basically finds a memorial Chazal, which he thinks that the Rosh built himself upon. But besides that, when he published Rabbi Yamin Zilber published the Chazal Rosh, he put in a union from Rav Chatzkel Sarner. So in the union on the side, he brings that Rav Chatzkel Sarner had the following aura. The Sefer starts, Ve'ela Dvor Mashi Yizor Behem Losim Em Mekshe Mavis V'lei Or Ba'arachayim. He says, these are the things which a person should be Zoyer in them to remove from the trap, things which will capture a person and trap him into the world of death. V'lei Or Ba'arachayim, and will let him go into the Arachayim. So that's going to be the Hakdama, which goes in throughout the Sefer. Since then, there's been a Sefer which has been published from one of the Sternbuch Mishpacha. I forget which one, Rabbi Alexander Sternbuch. He put out which has been translated into English, and Rav Chatzkel Sarner says that. Once he was omen that the Rosh over here is not just a son, just a nice. This is Wamish. Every single ois in the Sefer has to be able to go back to some way, be mazat to me, how it's a losam in Moshe Mavis, and or it's a Leor Barachayim. In other words, every single one has to have that element of it. It's either Moshe Mavis, or it's an opportunity of Arachayim, And if I don't see it in that light, I didn't understand what the Rosh was saying. So once I understood that, he says, I understood that for me was the key which unlocked the whole Sefer. He wants, in his order, in Rabbi Schoenbruch's Sefer, he wants to divide it up. There's a section which Taka is Losem Himakshim Avis, and the section which the Iker is Leor Bar Chaim. So there's, and Rabbi Yaakov, that's also interesting, in the back of his Hebrew version of it, which is also, they bring from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's Zichud Lebracha, he was Masader it along that type of an order. There was a second, there was a first starting, there was a second starting, he started over again. He has it starting over again. Where it's a second round. So the Sefer is Pasha, the first section is Yonim, which are Moshe Mavis. So the first line says, Lisrachak min agai b'metachlis arichuk. This is the first thing which the Rosh puts, is Lisrachak min agai b'metachlis arichuk. Nefesh HaChaim, in the Sh'orim, which are between the Shar Gimel and Shar Dalet, so in the Sh'orim over there, the Nefesh HaChaim writes a Lashon, that he has the Prokham over there. He writes that Gaiva is the Avi Avosa Tumah. There's every one of the Midas Rosh is an Ava Tumah. But Gaiva is the Avi Avosa Tumah. Means all of the other Teladis of Tumah are Telad of the Midah of Gaiva. I remember in tell you Tumah Shavas on it. One is, you think about it, I mean, Gaiva is the Hadgosh in the person of the Ani, the stress of oneself. Now, if you think about every other one of the Midas Rohs, the starting word is always I. I want something. It's Taiva. I'm angry. The starting word is always the word I. As much as the person can be master his Ani, his I, and not focus on himself, so then what do you mean? I have a Taiva for something. Who are you? I'm not the point. I'm upset about something. Who are you? The starting word always is going to be, the more I have a Hagosha on the I, the more I can go, everything else is a potential. So the Gaiva is the Via Voice Atuma. The Stiper writes in a Michtov, the Stiper writes that it's Baruch Manusa, it's Baruch Manusa, that a person, he's talking about the person who had Svekas and Amunah, that a person has Svekas and Amunah, it's Baruch Manusa, that a person, once he develops himself in himself, the meter of Anivis, all Svekas and Amunah will leave you. Any issue a person has when he's grappling with Amunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is all the root of his in the world of Gaiva. He says, a person who removes the element of Gaiva from himself, he says, and I think he means at a sliding scale. It's not like, okay, remove all Gaiva, now I have only seconds of the moon. It's a sliding scale. That a person starts out with X amount of problems. He says, the more I remove the Gaiva from myself, the more the Kadosh Baruch Hu shines through in the world. That's why you see the Shadas, you see these people writing about, how can a person not believe in a Kadosh Baruch Hu? It's so obvious, it's so clear, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is so there, etc. And you have people which, we all grapple with it, different levels. A person grapples with it. Why are we grappling with it so much? I mean, if it's so obvious, why are we grappling with it? Why is it so obvious to them and not so obvious to us? The answer is, there's a blockage. I would give that in a mushal. I'm going to flesh it out. I'm not sure if this is what he meant or not. That Rabbi Kaplan says in one of his works, he writes that famously, more than Morris says that they one time a man asked Rabbi Yeshua that you say Kadosh Baruch Hu exists whenever there's a minion, a Kadosh Baruch Hu exists. There are many minyanim in the world. So how many Kadosh Baruch Hus are there? So he asked him, is the sun shining here? And he said, yes, there's a sun shining back in your house in Rome. He said, yes. He said, how many suns are there? That was his terrors. Now, one second. Lachard didn't answer the kash. The point is, the sun shines here and there and everywhere in between. His kash was, the brush was there and not in between. So how did it answer the kash? The answer is, what do you do with a case where it's shining here and shining there and there's a cloud in the middle? So it shines here and shines there, but there's a cloud in the middle. So the sun's shining two places, two different suns. No, it's the same sun, but there's a blockage. What Chazal is telling you is the Rosh Hashanah is shining equally to every single spot in the world, but most of the places in the world block it. When you go into a Malkin where there's a Shekhinah there, because there's a minion, the blockage has been removed. So it's all one Kadosh Baruch Hu shining at those two spots. And in between, there's a blockage. So the world of Gaiva is the blockage which is in between. The world of where the person's focus is on himself and on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's the blockage. So the person removes that, so the Rosh Hashanah shines. It's total shining. So where's the problem? So the Aviyah Boy said Tumah, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nidus, what's Shaykh Tumah? What's Shaykh Aveira? What's Shaykh Midas Rose? What's Shaykh, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's there? I mean, and we daven, the Gemara says, we daven Halavai that years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be years Basav Adav. But what are we doing? I mean, are we Maminim or not Maminim? Personally, I have difficulty davening. So I'll just finish up with just what the title is like. Revolba has, and he has his, in a section on Gaiva, he's writing the Sefer Ali Shur for he calls it for Bachrim, which I think his Bachrim now, the Bachrim he's referring to now is about 35 years old. He says, your person works on Gaiva, a person needs Gaiva. That's the motivation. That's what keeps them going. That's what keeps them, I'm going to accomplish. I'm going to do. I'm going to be somebody. I'm going to do something. The person says, I'm a nobody. I'm a nothing. You just cave in and go to sleep and give up. Now I'm a somebody. I want to offer to the world. Says a Bachar needs Gaiva. Every person needs Gaiva. He needs to believe he has something to give. What is he here for? He says, Gaiva is a terrible thing. He says there are three natural places where a person deals with Gaiva. And if a person works on those three, he'll take care of his issues. Obviously, until you get to the higher dragon, you should work on it directly. So what are the three areas? He says, one of them is Tefillah. He says, our difficulties in Tefillah, we're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you mean we have come to the Kavan? What does it mean? The person standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's talking to the source of everything. It's the tremendous, it's a tremendous opportunity. Like, what are we doing? You're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tefillah, in his whole essence, is a nivus. The second thing he says is, Shimush Shemir Chachamim. And as we get older, I think this becomes more and more of a challenge. For the younger group, it has a certain challenge. Remember, I was a bracha. I knew much more than Rosh Hashiva. They should do the shiva like this, and I think they should have done like that. Right? And we used to talk about them behind their back, in front of their face, etc. Right? They should have done this. They should have handled it this way. We knew much more. We got older. But you see somebody do something which I know halacha. I know what's right. I know what's wrong. I know Musr. Why do you do that? What's the pshat? Maybe he knows better than me. Maybe he has a havana which I don't know. Maybe there's a reason why he's doing it. So Shimon will force you to be faced with the fact that there are people who are bigger you than greater than you, and they don't make sense to you. But who are you? You're the defining element of what's right and what's wrong. You know. You're the smartest guy in the world. You're putting ahead of the mice. Somebody came to him and says, Gadolim can't make mistakes. He says, what do you mean? I can catch a Gadol in a mistake. What do you mean Gadol can't make mistakes? We don't believe in the infallibility of the Pope. So he says, Yonam said right. He says, Einstein also can make mistakes. But if you believe that you're going to catch Einstein in a mistake, you're an absolute fool. But Einstein is infallible. But what do you think you're going to cop him on a mistake? He says, I'm going to cop the Olam Gadol mistake. He says, maybe the problem is you, not him. So the Nevis is Machai of you to think about maybe the problem is the other direction. So the third thing he says is learning Becharusa. The mashal which I give it is the following. Okay, you learn Becharusa and you're arguing about Pshat Nesugya. You hold it like this, you hold it like that. And you go back and forth and you become more entrenched. He becomes more entrenched and you bring your eyes in. His eyes go back and forth. All of a sudden it hits you, he's right. So what do you say? Echer. That's like the standard. I hear. Say to Pemoli, you are right and I am wrong. We can't do it. It's very hard. Understand, but if our goal is emes, our goal is Bereshim's Torah, I'm excited that you helped me with pshat. Thank you so much, you gave me a pshat. But when I what's the problem? My anivus, my gaiva is in the way. I invested into this pshat. That's me. And you're telling me that I'm wrong, and you're right. It's very uncomfortable. Forcing yourself to say, you know what, thank you so much, you're right, I'm wrong, is a tremendous avoidance of anivus, he says. Just, you do that with you'll take care of your guy problem. Obviously there are many other applications of it in our own lives, but that nakuda, the balance, he says, a person needs gaiva because that's supposed to keep him going. At the same time, gaiva is treif. There's plenty of things which we have in our opportunities, we have in our day to work on gaiva without any major special effort. They're forced into our face. A husband to a wife. How many conversations I'm telling you this is what you said. I said. You have an argument, who said what? I'm telling you this. Maybe you didn't. Maybe I remember wrong.
Maybe even she remembers wrong. I'm wrong, maybe she's wrong. You know, father with a kid, your Rebbe with a kid with a Talmud, I mean, Rebbe with the principal. There's so many opportunities. Maybe the mistake is me. That itself is a tremendous opportunity for a person to work on the Midah of God.